Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So hot. Water. Oh, it's so hot. Oh, I'm so thirsty. Oh, what's this? A can of, wow, I've been longing for one of these. That's so good. Okay, I've never been wandering through a desert and then found a can of Coke. Our passage is about hunger and thirst. And I must say, though I've never been really, really starving like many people around the world, I've known thirst because of living in such a hot country. And just the heat that saps you. And I remember being stuck in a car the one time. And in front of us on this motorway, it was really hot, and cars were not moving. It was a huge big sign that said Coca-Cola, and it had the condensation dripping down the writing. That's all they had to do, have the sign Coca-Cola on a billboard with condensation. And I just wanted a Coke so bad. I was so thirsty. I don't know if you've ever been really hungry or thirsty, and what you would do just to get that longing or that hurting in your stomach. But we're not talking about being thirsty for Coke or water or hungry for food. Our passage is about those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Now, this is part of Jesus' sermon that he's teaching, we think, on the side of a mountain somewhere. And these are called the Beatitudes, or the beautiful attitudes, or the blessings. And really, the key to understanding them is that it is not saying how you get into heaven, but it's a vision of what the people of heaven look like, what they're characterized by. Not being perfect at it, but what they strive to be. And one of the things that shows that someone is of... as a Christian, is that they hunger and thirst for righteousness. What does righteousness mean? Righteousness in the Bible has sort of three meanings. First of all, it's you can say being right, good before God. So if we had to put it in terms of arrows, maybe an inward arrow looking at our hearts, that we strive to be good people. Another one would be righteousness. I think of arrows going outward throughout the world, that justice happens, and there's a stop to crime and corruption, and just the world should be right as it should be. But those ultimately are things that other people want. There's a third type of righteousness, and that's just an arrow pointing up to God, being right before God. And they're all sort of linked together, but those that desire to be right in God's eyes, that desire to be better people and want the world to change, that's righteousness. And it's something that characterizes Christians by wanting that drink. Going, I just need it. I want to be right with God. And let me ask you a question. Who do you think God prefers more? Someone that is perfect, that never does anything wrong? You know, that doesn't really exist, but hardly ever does anything wrong, or thinks they don't do anything wrong. Or someone who realizes that they do wrong and keep coming to God and say, sorry, God, I've messed up again. Please help me. I want to be like you, right with you. And so this is a desire that shows that we are Christians, that we struggle with sin. I do things I don't want to do, and then I mess up and I say sorry to God, and I keep trying to figure out ways to be more like him, to be better. And that's what we as Christians do. We want to be right before God, and then we hunger and thirst for it. But we will see in a moment that those are fulfilled and will one day be fulfilled. But the first thing I want you to see, that what characterizes Christians is a longing to be in right relationship with God, a longing for the world to be made right, and morally, personally, to be good people. Well, good morning and welcome to Dog or Human. I'm your host, Scott. Use your skills to discover which one is the dog and which one is the human. Which is the face of a dog and which is the face of a human. Well done, you've won. Let's move on to round two of Dog or Human. Can you tell the ears of a dog and the ears of a human? Well done! You've run round two of Dog or Human. Let's go into the final round. Round three. Which are the prints of a dog and which are the prints of a human? Well done! You've won! You're brilliant! Now, as you can tell quite easily the difference between a dog or human being by looking at their characteristics, the things that make them different, you can tell the characteristics of a Christian, the Beatitudes. They hunger and thirst for righteousness. So one of the first things that show that people are Christians is they long for righteousness. They long to be right with God. They long for justice and goodness in themselves and the world. The second thing we see, it says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, blessed that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. So there's a promise, they will be filled. It's a great promise. It's saying that those that want it one day will get it. And remember the three ways to understand righteousness, the different arrows. There's an arrow that goes and points inwards to be, we want to be good people. There's arrows that point outwards, we want a good world. And there's an arrow that points upwards, we want to be right with God, that one day when we stand before him, there's nothing separating us. We want good relationship with him. And these are three things that show that we're Christians when we long for it, but it's also three things that will be fulfilled. Already we have one of them. We are right with God because of Jesus' death on the cross. And Jesus was preparing people as he was saying, this is what it's going to look like. And they didn't know how it was going to happen, but he was going to go and take on the sin of the world, that the righteous Jesus, that's perfectly right with God, would die for the unrighteous people like you and me, who are not right with God, so that we can be perfect in God's sight. And that's the first thing. It begins now, though we still struggle with sin because we're living in a sinful world. And so we desire to be better, and that's something that God's working inside of our hearts with. And we desire for a world without pain or sadness. And so we've got this longing for that. I remember one day getting to school, looking in my bag and going, oh no, I've left my lunch at home. And I forgot to have breakfast that morning. I just kind of rushed out the door and I was really hungry. And then the worst part is I looked in my bag and I realized I had sport after school. And all I wanted was macaroni cheese. I was just craving macaroni cheese and hoping to have that. And the great thing was, when I got home that evening, my mom said we were having macaroni cheese for supper. But that sort of longing and just that hunger and just wanting that is a small little picture of what Christians want: righteousness, rightness with God. And we're told that one day it will be fulfilled. See, as someone that struggles with sin and gets upset when we do things wrong, and you are the same, the Bible tells us if we say we're not, we're deceiving ourselves. We're told that one day that's going to be sorted out. See, the great thing for as a Christian is that one day we won't have to fight sin. We will be able to rest and relax in Him because it will all be dealt with. We will see Jesus properly and stand before Him, and we won't struggle with this world of sin, and therefore that relationship will, even though it's perfect in God's sight, we still struggle with it. That will one day be totally fulfilled. And that's why we say the confession together. We say, "Sorry, God, I've messed up again," and we're just longing for heaven. And also the world will be right. God will bring righteousness to the world when He returns, He tells us in books like Revelation, in the book of Revelation 20 and 21, that He's going to sort things out. There's no longer going to be evil or unfairness or corruption or hurt or diseases or crime. It's all going to be dealt with. So Christians are people that long for righteousness, and Christians are people that one day will have it. As we have it now with Jesus dying for our sins, one day we'll also have it fully as we are perfect and sinless and the world is perfect. So don't be discouraged if you're struggling with sin. Keep fighting. That's what it means to be a Christian. Keep longing for righteousness. Keep saying, "God, help me," and keep going. Because that's what shows who we are. We are God's people.
Amen.